Aleister Crowley and Charles Dawson, The Order of the Dawn Man. Report to the SPR and Paranormal Database, June 2013, filed by Luke Pendrell and Alexander James Pollard. Charles Dawson, location 373 The Ridge, Netherwood, Hastings, the Robert de Mortain Public House. Type, haunting manifestation, date time, 7 to 9pm, evening of the 15th of October 2011. Further comments? Solicitor and archaeologist Charles Dawson died at Arkham Manor, East Sussex, in August 1915, 3 years after his most famous find, Eranthropos Dawsoni, Dawson's Dawn Man, in gravel beds outside the village of Piltdown. The find purported to be a missing link between the modern Homo sapiens and early hominids. In 1955, after years of controversy, the excavated fragments of skull and teeth that had become known as Piltdown Man were proved to be fake. No one has ever been directly implicated with what is widely believed to be a hoax, and the mystery as to why and by whom remains unsolved. Dawson, however, remains the chief suspect. The Robert de Mortain pub is the site of several other paranormal reports in this database. The site is believed to reside on a ley line and has strong associations with Aleister Crowley, the self-styled beast, a well-known Hastings resident and practitioner of black magic. The below narrative is based on a version of the accounts as given by Pendrell and Pollard to SPR in relation to the reported sighting. Hastings, 2011. The Museum. Interior, a late afternoon. A few shafts of low winter sunlight sneak through dusty windows into a gloomy room full of glass museum cabinets. The boundaries of time and space had started to become porous. Exactly 7 years to turn to the site and dig up whatever remains. After that, as Alistair would say, do what thou wilt. Was the monculus who would usher in the future?
Part of the great work
was a sigil.
The Lima is my spiritual philosophy built into the will. Do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the world. Thou hast no right but to do thy will. Do that, and no other shall say nay. Unassuaged purpose, delivered for the must result, is every way perfect. This is the law of the Lima.
I'd stepped over the threshold into a different world, one from which there would be no turning back. We had summoned things in rituals. things that could not be sent back. Perceive, sir, we were trying to locate Koronzov and return it, but we failed. We should have stopped then.
What is thy will? Drink. What is it?
Crony's ritual has never been used before to create a high position option. I felt as if I were wandering. My passage was absolutely predetermined. We achieved a line of journey. We achieved a line of journey. We achieved a line of journey. We were sure that we would create something.
I may have been in love with him. Sometimes I hated him, but that often happens with love, right? It was the first time I had engaged in a ritual ceremony like that. It was very powerful indeed. It had an enormous effect on me.
We were creating horrors you could not even imagine.
For one is not to be opened. Gates of understanding, whereby you shall have knowledge to move every gate. To me, it is unsurprising to see you here now. The skull will never settle without the body.
Dawson returned countless times to look for more evidence, but he only ever talks about fragments of the skull.
Causes the streetlight to sway. It throws long gothic dancing shadows from the bare tree branches. Whichever you will enter, that is the one destined for you by immutable fate. Nor can you go back in it, save at great peril to life. Become entwined with the spell. I can hardly remember much from that time, but all I know is that at some stage I stopped being a scientist magician and started to become part of the actual working itself.
Since writing this, the Robert De Mortain pub has been demolished. The tape did contain the dialogue recorded, but the recording seemed to have become corrupted or had picked up some interference. There was considerable noise, static and voices, possibly from a nearby taxi rank or amateur radio enthusiasts. It was legible, just. We decided to pursue the instructions in a bid to find out more, unable and frankly reluctant to retrieve the Dawson find from the Natural History Museum. We began work using the forensic analysis of the Piltdown relics to construct a series of replicas or forgeries in the style of the original finds. As instructed, we buried the reconstructed fragments along with all the work we had assembled to date. The latter sealed in watertight containers. We buried the assorted materials on the 15th of February 2012, exactly 100 years to the first report of the finds. On the 15th of February 2019, we returned to the site to retrieve the material as instructed. The fragment of skull had completely vanished, we presume decayed by the gravel, or disturbed by detectorists or occultists. We were able to retrieve the artwork, which had remained sealed inside its container. However, there appeared to have been some significant unaccounted alterations made to the works whilst in the container. Piecing all this together, the supposed manifestation of Dawson, the unknown curator, the elaborate references to Piltdown and the subsequent alterations to the artworks, rationally, we can only assume that we ourselves have been the victims of an elaborate hoax related to Piltdown, perhaps enacted by some local historical society, of which there are many in and around Hastings. If there are secret sigils or messages contained within the work, we publish in order that others more adept at such matters might decipher them. The Piltdown archive remains in the Hastings Museum. The mummified toad encased in flint, the so-called toad in the hole, can be found in the Booth Museum in Brighton. According to the New Scientist, elemental creatures of darkness, toads, have always been linked to the supernatural. Stone-like themselves, they were thought capable of surviving within solid rock. Even today, every encyclopedia of the unexplained offers sober accounts of entombed toads. Yet despite all the stories, there's just one tangible example. It's the mummified toad nestled within a hollow flint in the Booth Museum. Its sterling credentials are tarnished by just one thing. The man who presented it to science was Charles Dawson, the discoverer of the Piltdown Man. The two leave, and we remain lingering for a moment on the now quiet and empty pub car park. The streetlight flickers, perhaps the observant watcher notices the figure stood to one side, half hidden by shadow, quietly watching. It's hard to tell. Perhaps it's just a trick of the light. The shadows lurch and the figure is gone. Fade to black.